Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day, always available on the Odyssey app. If you've got kids that play baseball, this is, listen, high school baseball, we're in scrimmages now. High school baseball season has officially begun, and Ryan Douglas has joined us. I've known Ryan for years and years and years now. Welcome to Bubba Show.
Appreciate it, Bubba. Mel, thank you for having me.
First time I'm meeting Ryan. He's tall.
Before we get into this thing that you're doing for 18 years, tell everybody your personal background in history in baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I grew up right here in the city of Pittsburgh. So I'm a Pittsburgh kid. I grew up in Elliott West End. Went to Bishop Canevin High School and got drafted out of Bishop Canevin by the Kansas City Royals.
I'm clapping.
13th round, so I was pretty excited about that. I started my professional career then. Was down to Florida, played 7 years with the Royals organization, got up to AA, a couple of big league games of spring training, 1 year with the Expos in AA in Harrisburg, and then 1 year with the Wild Things. And I was excited to finish my career with the Wild Things because I was leaving, I think, 50 to 75 tickets a game when I pitched and got to start the All-Star game out there. So it was a good way to end a career, so to speak. So it was a good time.
Could you say, Ryan, that baseball is your heart?
It is. Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure my wife, Kim, will say the same thing. Still in the blood.
So people don't realize when they see people that get up to the major leagues, they don't realize, like, 7 years in the minor leagues.
Well, yeah, it was like, I mean, 8 for the affiliated teams. And it's a business. It is very, very difficult. And they say, like, I mean, it's like 2 or 3% get to the major leagues. And
it's a grind.
But, I mean, that's why when I did the 9 years, I was with the Wild Things. I wasn't with Affiliated Ball, and I was getting ready to get married. So it was like turning the chapter in life, so to speak, and kind of crazy with the Pittsburgh area, too. I actually jumped into politics 3.5 years. I ran for state rep back in 2008 in Pittsburgh.
Look at you.
It was a different game.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot, and my wife and I say it was unanswered prayers and that I didn't win. But, again, it was a great time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, in life for me, I want to help support people. And, I mean, that's like this clinic, that's what it's for. My job now, Target Freight Management and Logistics, I do the same thing with companies, trying to help support them too. So
that's amazing. So you have got this clinic that's happening April 13th at Westwood Park, rain or shine, 10 a.m., 6 to 12-year-olds. Tell everybody all about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it starts at 10 a.m. We have 6 stations. We have pitching, infield, outfield, base running. Well, the one I did last year now, or 2 years ago, was a pickle rundown station because I've had over 300 kids pre-registered. So I'm like, all right, with this amount of kids, I can't do 5 stations. I need to do 6.
Yeah.
So I really think the kids have the most fun at this now, watching them run around, but going back and forth. So it's a lot of fun.
Free.
Yeah.
So this is 100% free.
Yes, this is a 501c3 nonprofit I started 17 years ago. I do all the fundraising on my own. And again, this wouldn't happen without the sponsors that I have. I mean, they're all listed on the website. Ovington Foundation, Target Freight Management, like I said, my company. I mean, there's a bunch of them I can list out there. So without them, this wouldn't happen. And then just the time. I mean, my volunteers, my family, my friends that come there, help me at these stations, off the field, kids getting pre-registered. Again, I do all the fundraising, so I just want to give back to the kids of what I learned and what baseball meant to me. And what's even better now is, I mean, the softball aspects out of it. I mean, it's a baseball clinic, but, I mean, there's little girls that show up, too. We had about 2 or 3 dozen last year that go around. And I know, like, Sam Bauer with the Goosehead Agency, I mean, she helps me out in the pitching. So she teaches the young girls the softball pitching, which, I mean, I don't know softball, but she does, so it works out well.
And it's called the Field of Dreams Baseball Clinic, correct?
Ryan Douglas Field of Dreams Baseball Clinic, yep.
When we come back, if you've got a 6 to 12-year-old that loves baseball and you want to be a part of this free clinic, we're going to tell you how you can get them enrolled next.